This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always love when you're part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. I really do. I love it when you're around, when you're involved, when you're engaged. Got so much happening, and there's so many stories out there I want to get to, but I won't get to them all. Dan Pillow is going to join us here in a little bit. He is the tax man, Tax Help Online. Tax Help Online. I'm telling you, when it comes to dealing with taxes, dealing with issues, he is the man. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, all these humanitarian things, we're told about how we should understand that they're not coming over the border to hurt us. They're just coming here for a better life. And with them getting on planes, yeah, them, you heard me, them. They're getting on planes now. We don't know who they are. They haven't been checked. They haven't been vetted. We don't know any, and I said it the other night. I didn't think about it, but I said it the other night, and I said, we don't even know what diseases they're carrying. Right? Some of them are diseased people. They're coming from, you know, third world nations that don't, test or have inoculations for certain things. And now what is the, quietly, now what do we see in Horizon? Leprosy, polio, malaria, TB. Measles. Now, some of you are going to get totally mad and say, well, you're blaming them? Yeah, actually, I am. I'm blaming the government and them. Because they should be stopped. They should be checked. And you do, you subject local citizens, Americans, to all kinds of things that are just not right. Not real, not right. And yet, these people who we don't know, you let them in, right? And you don't know what they're carrying with them. When Trump said that they weren't sending our best, they're not sending us their best, he was right. They're not sending us their best. I realize that some of them are coming here for a better life. Got it. Then they need to go through the proper channel, the proper process. If the process is terrible and bad and doesn't really work, then fix it. Don't ignore it to the point where you're hurting others. And that's what you're doing here. You're hurting others. The United States has been able to conquer a range of disfiguring and damaging diseases like polio, which paralyzed thousands of Americans. It was wiped out by widespread vaccinations in 1999, the nation's last hospital for lepers closed its doors in Louisiana. A global campaign eradicated smallpox, while lethal tuberculosis, the consumption that stalked characters in decades of literature, seemed to be beaten by simple antibiotics. Now, measles outbreaks still occur from time to time, but they're very small, and they're localized, and they're contained quickly. However, recently you're seeing these forgotten diseases, still very formidable, still very infectious. They've been reappearing in the U.S. For 2 years running, polio has been detected in New York water samples. This fall, leprosy reemerged in Florida, where cases of malaria have also been recorded. I'm sure it's nothing more. I'm sure it's nothing more than a coincidence. I'm sure matter of fact, you know what? I got it. It's climate change. The climate crisis is bringing it on. This stuff is coming back to life because of the climate crisis. Well, health officials say they're not sure why these and other infectious diseases are resurfacing. Right. These are highly educated people. They can't figure it out. One distinct possibility, which officials really don't want to discuss, is that the millions of migrants who have crossed into the country in recent years could be bringing them here with them. Many of the countries where these rare diseases persist, they don't have vaccination programs to speak of. Hello? The recent polio and leprosy cases are almost certainly, imports to the U.S. Now, as a physician and a scientist at Stanford University, one of the most outspoken critics of the official COVID-19 narratives, he was at it in the last pandemic. The Biden administration, an aggressive promoter of often mandatory vaccination, remember, militant about vaccinations, is now offering little public comment on the connection between these diseases that have popped back up here. Now, you watch. They will mandate that our kids, have these things, right? Or get some kind of booster shot. And yet, the people coming over won't. It won't happen. Yeah, it's true. Somebody in the chat room. This might be their weapon of war. Infectious warfare. Could be. Joe Messina, your host. Dan Pillow joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring on the tax man, the man who has the answers. I'm telling you from personal experience and even emails I get from people that have used Dan, that he truly is the tax man. And we're coming into a new tax year, and you can only imagine what they have cooked up for you at the IRS. And Dan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you doing?
I got up on my own this morning. I figured it's a good way to start. And did you have a great Christmas?
I'm under my own power, too, now that you mention it.
Oh, yeah. As long as I don't have to call in somebody to pick me up out of bed, I figure I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's good.
No. Now, you and I are both kind of pizza aficionados, homemade stuff. And I envy you because you live in a state that actually allows you to burn wood.
Yes, yes.
Here in California.
We have a wood fire here.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I do too. You know, I've got a wood-burning pizza oven, and we couldn't even enjoy pizza on Christmas Day because here in California, you know, the air quality was too bad, and you couldn't burn wood in your ovens. You couldn't, I mean, in your fireplaces. You couldn't burn them in the ovens that you spent all that money for. Some people did, and the outside little things where you put wood in there and it, you know, and it burns it to keep you warm. It's just amazing. Every aspect of your life.
Yeah. Now, were you able to turn on your electric stove? Because you probably can't have gas. But were you able to turn on your electric oven to at least bake a pizza in the oven?
Maybe, but I mean, my God, we're all home that day. I don't know if the grid could have handled the charging of all those electric cars, along with the instant on. They're pushing all this electric stuff, and a dirty little secret, Dan, is that Newsom just signed he signed another bill that they kind of slipped in to keep the nuclear power plant open 5 more years. He had mandated it to be shut down by 2023 or something like that. And he knows he can't produce the power. He knows we can't produce the power to do what he wants to do.
If that plant goes off the grid, then you guys don't have any power, do you?
It would make a major dent in the supply that we have, and guaranteed there would be rolling blackouts. They're very good at that, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
You know, well, I want to get to the article you wrote in a minute. We got a lot coming up, especially here in California, where you've got, you know, you've got a governor who's now pushing, mandating how many sick days employers are supposed to give to their people, mandating wage increases up to 20, not up to, going to be pushing like $20 an hour for a fast food joint, and all this other stuff. I don't know if you heard, but there was a pizza. I can't think of the pizza group. But they're getting rid of all the delivery drivers, period.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, well, Minnesota's got that. Our legislature passed that bill, was signed by the leftist Governor Walz here and will take effect in 2024, that we've got to provide all employers, no matter the size, no matter the employees, have to provide 12 weeks of leave to their employees for health reasons or personal reasons. And it doesn't, for certain employers, it doesn't have to be paid leave. For employers with employees in excess of a particular number, it has to be paid leave. But at least for small employers, it doesn't have to be paid leave. But this is very problematical, because if you got a company with 2 or 3 employees, you know, and you got to give somebody up to 12 weeks off for you know, maternity leave or paternity leave, for example, you know, how does a small business fill that hole? You know, if you got 60 or 70 employees, you know, you can team up and cover those deficiencies. But if you got 3, 4, 5 employees, man, that is a huge problem for small businesses.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And again, you have people in some of these legislatures, like here in California, who've never run a business, don't know what it's like. Maybe they've collected a paycheck a couple of times in their life, and now they're up there dictating to businesses how you're going to run, how you're going to operate, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, it's astonishing. Walz was a teacher all of his life, you know, and just received a check from the government, never ran a business, never made a payroll. You got so many people in the state legislatures that never ran a business, never made a payroll. You know, never scrambled around Friday morning to make sure they could cover the checks. It's astonishing, you know, what kind of decisions these people make. Now, of course, starting in 2024, as far as regulation is concerned, Joe, you may or may not have heard of the Corporate Transparency Act.
Oh, yes.
The Corporate Transparency Act requires every corporate entity in America, whether it's an LLC, a corporation, an S-corp, it doesn't matter. If you have registered the entity with a Secretary of State, and that Secretary of State issued a certificate to you establishing this entity in good standing, then you have to file with the Department of the Treasury. It's not an IRS filing. It goes with the Department of Treasury, and it's a form that has to be filed to report to the Department of Treasury who the beneficial owners of the corporation are. So if you got five shareholders, they need, they want the name, address, and percentage ownership of all those five shareholders. And it's not just the, beneficial owners, Joe, but those who control the decision making of the corporation as well. So let's say you got, let's say you got four owners that own 25% of the corporation, and you got a third party that owns no interest in the corporation, but let's say he's the president and he makes day-to-day business decisions. Well, he is considered an equitable owner of the business, and he has to be reported as well. And so these are pretty substantial penalties for failing to make this report. It's very, very significant penalties, including criminal penalties for failure to file a report. So,
are you serious? This is not an IRA. It is handled by the IRS, but is it part of the IRS code?
It's part of a separate regulatory body under Title 31. Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code. Title 31 is the money and finance matters of the United States. And so it falls under Title 31, but it is administered by the Treasury Department for sure. And so the enforcement arm will no doubt be the IRS, but it's not a form you file with your tax return. It's a form that has to be filed separately with the Department of Treasury. So you got to go to the FinCEN website, the Financial Center website, Treasury Department's FinCEN, Financial Center, website, and there's a section on the website that shows you how to register, and the form is filed online through the website. It has to be done electronically.
You're bumming me out, dude. like they don't have enough information, and the Secretary of State has all that information.
That's the fascinating part about it.
Right,
the Secretary of State has all that for sure.
Right. Hold on a second. We got to go for commercial, but I do want to hit on this. This is going to hurt a lot of those small businesses we talk about. So we'll be back in a minute, people. Buckle Park. Dan Pillow joins us after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 people attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended and their names found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It is not good. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition says this serves as a warning for the entire nation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are currently in Mexico meeting with President Lopez Obrador. The focal point of the discussions, as stated by the U.S. State Department, will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. Israel is currently showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. The same time, a communications blackout has affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We're talking about that thing. I know Christmas just went by, and you're relaxed, and you're happy, and you're probably sitting there with your little cup of cocoa in your hand, and if you're in California, you're not burning the fireplace, so I don't know where you're getting your wood from, or where you're getting your heat from, although some fireplaces here in California are strictly gas, no wood. So, and now we're going to make you cringe. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about the IRS and some of the things that are coming up. Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man, as far as I'm concerned. He is the tax man. Check him out online, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. And, Dan, you know, we were talking about the small businesses. You know, I heard, I'm going to take a little sidestep on you here, but I had heard today that many of the Vietnam vets, many of the men that came back from World War II, actually started their own businesses. And it was, you know, the government kind of helped them out a little bit here and there. But these guys came back as entrepreneurs in the field that they were very, very strong in. And now that number's down to almost 20%, which is really sad because they can't get the help that they need. And there's so much more going on with them. So, you know, just amazing. But this will affect small businesses, this thing you were just talking about with the Secretary of State and the IRS.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it because, you know, I question whether how many businesses really know about this requirement that's going to kick in January 1st. For businesses that are already existing, corporations and structures and entities that are already existing, they have until December 31st of 2024 to get their report filed. So that, you know, that doesn't seem to be too egregious in terms of the time. For any new business that's created after January 1st, they've got 30 days to file. And I wonder, you know, how many people know about this new requirement? You know, there's so many requirements heaped on small businesses to begin with, businesses in general, and it's difficult for small businesses to comply because mostly small businesses, Joe, can't afford to hire the legal talent and accounting talent they need to keep them square with all these rules. So I just wonder how many businesses are going to get pounded. There is a civil penalty, Joe, for a failure to file this reform, this form by the due date of $500 a day for every day that this form is unfiled past the due date. So if you're a small business and let's say you start up January 1st, you've got 30 days, as I said, until January 31st to file the form. Well, what if you don't find out about it for 60 days? That's $500 a day penalty that your company is now whacked with, and you haven't even gotten out of the box yet. You haven't even hung your shingle up yet to get started, and you're facing this egregious penalty. I'm telling you, it's astonishing.
Wow. I'm sitting here sound like an idiot just saying, wow, because you're so right. The small businesses, look, the guy that throws on the tool belt, all he wants to do is go to work during the day. He doesn't really understand all this other stuff. And to your point, for him to hire somebody like you and a CPA, and in California, a lot of these businesses I deal with, they hire an HR firm. They hire a tax accountant, it's almost impossible to even get started without worrying about getting hurt and getting fined right on the chute.
Right, man, that's exactly right. And what's so sad about all this is all of these rules and regulations are affirmative duties that are put onto businesses, right? They're not rules that say you can't do this and you can't do that. I mean, it's easy to not do something, right? You stay out of trouble by just not doing something, by minding your own business and staying in your lane and just being an honest citizen. That generally, historically, has kept people out of trouble. But now there's so many affirmative duties that are put on these businesses. You must do this. You must file this. You must report this. You must do this. You must do that. These are affirmative responsibilities, and who can keep straight in their head or even on a list all these things you're supposed to do?
It is amazing. I can't tell you how many times, especially here in California, I hear about businesses where an inspector walks in, they get written up for something very small, where the aisles are a 1 inch too close together, or coming up here in California after the first larger store chains have to have a gender neutral toy aisle, or else just all these. I know all these things that are going on that you're regulated to do. But frankly,
what is? I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but what is a gender neutral toy?
I don't know. Volkswagen Bug.
For example, would a bag of marbles be considered gender neutral? Would that be overly masculine?
Depends on how you use them. If you throw them at each other, it's probably more masculine.
Okay. On the other hand, for a couple of Italian guys like us, would a cook stove be considered a feminine toy or a masculine toy? See, I look at the cook stove and say, I want that cook stove.
I'm with you, but no, I don't get these people. I don't get what they pass up there. I don't get that sitting around going, hey, this would be a good idea. It's just ridiculous, really ridiculous. Yeah.
That's quite astonishing.
It more than astonishing. You sit here and truly think you were somewhere in the twilight zone and couldn't find your way out. So, small businesses. All right, what can in the next couple of minutes here, what can we look forward to for small, other than this, maybe some new regulations that small businesses have to watch out for? When I say that, you know what I mean. It's the electrician, carpenter.
As far as the tax gotchas are concerned, of course, the big one, Joe, is the estimated tax payments. The law requires small business people, self-employed people, to make estimated payments on a quarterly basis. All right, so you've got four of them per year. The fourth one is due January 15th of the following year. So you basically got 2 weeks to make your fourth quarter 2023 estimated tax payment. And this is probably the biggest I gotcha of all, because small businesses are not necessarily adept at, small business owners are not necessarily adept at making those estimated payments in full and on time. So now, you know, April 15th rolls around and they get their tax return back from their tax preparer, or they get their tax bill at least back from their tax preparer because it's filed electronically these days. And the preparer says, oh, by the way, you owe us $12,800, or you owe the IRS rather, $12,800. What? Where did that come from? This is the time of year where small businesses need to sit down and run a very comprehensive profit and loss statement to see what happened over the course of 2023 and to make that final estimated payment at something close to what the balance of your liability is, so you don't get blindsided on April 15th. And even if you can't make the payment by January the 15th, which is the due date, at least you know what's ahead of you here over the next 3.5 months as the April 15th deadline approaches. You know, it's one thing to know that you got to pay a $12,000 tax bill, for example, in the next 3 months. It's another thing to be completely blindsided by that tax bill when you got 3 days to pay it. So it's not a good idea to allow yourself to be blindsided. Sit down right now, get that profit and loss statement done, see where you're at, do an evaluation of your estimated payments and get as close as you possibly can.
All right. So what if you are that is a what we call here a DBA, a guy that's self-employed, doing the work himself, running his own business, correct?
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Self-employed, sole proprietorship, we would call it. DBA means doing business as.
Right.
So, you know, Dan Pilla doing business as, you know, fill in the blank.
What about a corporation, Dan, or an LLC?
Well, a corporation, first of all, an LLC can be a single member or multi-member. It can be a partnership. It can be a corporation, or it could be a sole proprietorship. So it depends on how it's taxed. If for corporations, you know, if you're an S corporation, the S corporation itself does not owe tax. That's a flow through. The corporate shareholders are the ones who report the income on their tax returns and pay the tax. And so you got to do the same thing for a corporation. What is your profit and loss? What is going to be flowing through to the partners? How much money did they take out in wages? Was enough wage withholding taken out? How much money did they take out in distributions? Was enough tax paid in to cover the tax liability on those distributions? The profit and loss statement is going to tell the story on all of that stuff.
Wow. Just kind of wow. I'm going back in my mind. I just keep going back to the electrician or the guy that's not running a solid big company, but he's got a corporation to kind of protect himself and take advantage of some of the rules. And these things would flatten them. We got to go for commercial.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I see this all the time.
All right, hold on. Got to go for commercial break. We'll do this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. 732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. Dan Pill is with me. He is the tax man, and I say it that way because he truly is the tax man. He wrote the book. He knows how it works, and none of the scare tactics. I hate the scare tactics. And he's just right there, and Dan, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they get some of the sage advice of yours, and so on.
Sure, Joe. All you got to do is go to my website, which is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. You buy any book at any price point off my website, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So read the book, write your questions down, give me a call, I'll answer your questions. If you've got a significant problem, we've got coaching programs and we have a direct representation program where I can actually represent you in front of the IRS or before the United States Tax Court to walk you through get you through your problem. So go to taxhelponline.com.
And I can tell you from personal experience, do everything he tells you to do. And you can squirm and scream a little bit, but do anything he tells you to do. All right, so you've written a recent article, and it talks about the employee retention credit program that some of us were getting, you know, five calls a day on. Where, you know, the counselor telling you, I can help you with this. If you had employees, we can get you X amount of dollars back on all that. Well, this kind of is going sideways, isn't it?
Well, it's going sideways, Joe, in the sense that a lot of businesses were filing employee retention credit claims based on bogus claims by marketing companies, and these businesses did not qualify for the credit. The credit is a very, very specific and very particular credit that applies in certain situations. Not every business qualifies for it. You have to qualify in order to get the credit. And these marketing companies were looking at all this, literally at, you know, $100 billion or more dollars that were set aside for this credit. It was huge government money that was set aside for this credit to fund the employee retention credit. And so millions of these credit claims rolled into the IRS. Well, along about July of this year, the IRS put the brakes on the processing and said, this thing is out of control. We're seeing more and more and more bogus claims coming in. And the further we get away from the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021 where the credit applies, the less likely it is that these people making claims at this late date qualify for the credit. And so they put the brakes on it, Joe. Now the credit is still a matter of law, but the processing of the credit has stopped because the IRS is now very aggressively auditing these claims. They issued a news release literally last week, December 21st, that said they mailed out 20,000 audit notices, Joe, to businesses that they say don't qualify for the credit that have made the claim. They've also framed up hundreds of criminal investigations and referrals to the Justice Department against organizations that have been hustling the credit and against businesses that make egregious bogus claims for the credit. I talk about this in my latest article. It's published on National Review. You can get the article by going to nationalreview.com and just put my name, Daniel Pilla, in the search box and it'll come out. It'll come up, the employee retention credit article that has got the IRS spooked. So if you've made an employee retention credit claim and you're not sure about it, you need to get that looked at by somebody who understands the credit, knows how it works, and can do an independent evaluation of whether you qualify or not. The IRS has got a couple of programs out there, Joe, that people need to know about that they just instituted in the last 6 weeks. Now, one of them is a withdrawal program that allows businesses to withdraw their claim as long as they didn't get paid on the claim. You can actually withdraw it, and it's a no harm, no foul kind of a thing, so they're not going to penalize you. The other one is a voluntary disclosure program that was just started here in the last 2 weeks, and that allows you to step up and pay back the credit if you don't qualify. You actually only have to pay back 80% of the credit, and there's no penalties or interest associated with that. So if you don't qualify for the program and you want to keep yourself out of trouble, that may be a way to do it.
But most of these guys, they stepped out based on that same phone call or group of phone calls like I got. So we were totally dependent. Now, I didn't take advantage of this, by the way. But they were totally dependent on the person giving information to them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's precisely why under the voluntary disclosure program, the IRS has agreed to waive penalties and interest if you pay it back by a certain deadline. And wow. So that's a situation where the IRS says, look, you weren't entitled to the credit. We gave you the money. Give us 80% of the money back and we'll call it square. So that is a situation where it is, you know, the problem is what if you don't have the money? You know, most of these businesses, of course, spent all the money. They didn't put it into a savings account. So now what do you do? Well, there's an installment agreement program that's available for those businesses, but that's going to carry interest with it, not penalties, but interest.
Right.
So it's a situation that needs to be looked at. Now, on the other hand, if you qualify for the credit, if you made the claim, you got your money, and you legitimately qualify for the credit, don't worry about it. Even if the IRS audits you, if you qualify, you're fine.
Yeah. God, just amazing. And what about the PPP gotchas? I mean, is anybody being nailed with those now? We're so far out. Does anybody have to worry about if they made a mistake or they were drug along?
Oh, Oh, yeah, no question about it. The PPP, and this is, frankly, Joe, this is one of the areas where these marketers have failed to follow the rules because they probably didn't know the rules. If you got a PPP loan, that negatively impacts your ability to get the employee retention credit. You can't use the same payroll for purposes of PPP that you did for ERC and vice versa, right? You can't double count the dollars. And that is very plain in the law, but of course the law is all fine print and it's gobbledygook and it takes a scientist to work their way through it and to parse this all out. And okay, that's fine. People have done it, including me, but these marketers didn't do that. They just saw the free credit or they just saw the free government money and the quote unquote simple credit form to claim the credit. And so they thought, hey, you know, we'll do this for people and we'll get a percentage of the action.
Wow. My God. And to your point earlier, so people will understand, you know, you have these guys that are just out there, the simple Joes, they're just working. They got a couple of guys working for them, and they just want to make a decent day's pay. And they rely on these, so-called experts to know what to do and how to do. Could they call you? And get, not that you could facilitate this for them, but you could tell them what to watch out for, right?
Well, sure, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, if there's somebody out there that's concerned about whether they actually qualified, whether they made a legitimate claim or a bogus claim, we could analyze the claim and see where they stand for sure.
Wow, this is, you know, I can tell you, this is, you've been at this your whole life, and many guys again that are in business, many people that are listening to this go, well, why the heck would I ever start a business? You know, why would I do A, B, and C? You got all these gotchas in there that could really, really hurt you. I mean, people have been hurt by taxes and penalties in the past.
Oh yeah, this could crush a small business, no doubt about it. You know, if you're one of those businesses that got a mid six figure refund, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 refunds, there are a lot of those refunds out there, Joe. And it turns out that this is a bogus claim, and now the IRS wants 80% of that money back. You know, that's a horrible thing, man. No question about that.
No, it is definitely scary. And all right, so the biggest thing is again, we've got a few minutes left. The employee retention credit, but some of the things, has any of the taxes changed or any of the tax policies changed? So a small business again, like mine or whatever, are watching out for.
Well, the policy has changed significantly in the last 6 months since the IRS released its strategic operating plan back in, I think it was May, so it's more like 8 months ago. And that policy is, you know, we're stepping up enforcement significantly. And so you and I have talked about that considerably. But the law hasn't changed. There have been no significant tax law changes in 2023 that are going to affect your bottom line tax liability. You know, they just haven't gotten anything passed this year, thank God. But as I said, policy has changed significantly. They're firing up enforcement again. The notices are going back out again. The IRS is putting the troops on the street again. They're going after enforcement, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and again, to your point, it's interesting because they haven't done it in so long. A lot of these people don't know really what to watch out for, not to watch. These small businesses don't know what to watch out for, not watch out for. And I even suggest, like, if you're thinking about starting a small business, head up to Dan's website, right, taxhelponline.com, buy the small business book. And before you start that business, get him on the phone and make sure you don't start off on the wrong foot, right?
Yeah, no question. The best thing you can do for yourself, if you're about to start a business or if you've recently started a business or even if you've had one for years, read my book, The Small Business Tax Guide. That is based on 40 years of litigating with the IRS over small business issues. I know what gets businesses in trouble, and I know how to keep businesses out of trouble. So take advantage of that.
All right, Dan, God bless you for what you do. Seriously, I love the fact that you don't run a scare tactic business, and I think that's great. It helps people. I guess I won't talk to you until next year. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway.
All right,
enjoy the rest of the day, Dan. Thanks for being on. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Have a cup of coffee, a cup of hot cocoa, whatever, and then come on.